It's the Friday edition of Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Kendra Winchester has been with me all week. And Kendra, what should we be listening to this weekend?
So I have an incredible audiobook hangover from Ours by Philip B. Williams, and that's read by one of our favorites, Janice Abbott-Pratt.
Yes, she is definitely one of our favorites. He's a poet.
Yes. I love when poets write novels. There's just something about it. They pay such close attention to word choice and prose, and yep. I just love it. And this is a historical fiction novel set in Arkansas. The novel begins in the 1830s, and we follow a mysterious woman named Saint who is going across Arkansas, mm-hmm. freeing enslaved people from plantations, and she creates this like magical boundaried town called Ours, and no one can enter into it without having already been invited into it first, for the most part, and so she really creates this safe haven for all of these people, and that really starts her whole journey with this book.
Wow. So it has quite a bit of magical realism in it.
Yeah, I would say like it's like fantastical, African-American folkways, that kind of thing. I mean, you think like Beloved and Desmond Ward, Toni Morrison, they have like supernatural elements in their books. I think it's in the same vein.
Okay. And tell us, go on. I really want to know more about the story. This book has gotten extraordinary reviews. I mean, a book to get lost in. I remember, and a book that really takes its time and takes you on all these amazing detours.
Yes. So as the decades pass, we meet all of these characters and different generations of these characters. But as it goes on, Saint becomes more and more controlling. And a lot of the townspeople begin to wonder what really is freedom. If Saint is controlling their lives, their very boundaries of their town, and all of these things, are they really free? And so that's what really starts the conflict of the book, is the townspeople and Saint, and whether or not the townspeople get to decide their own futures.
And let's say a word or two or 10 or 15 about Janice Abbott-Pratt, who really is a stupendous audiobook narrator.
So good. And the way that she captures accents across the board, so many different kinds of Black Southern accents and where they come from. And I don't want to give any spoilers, but there are, folks in the Caribbean. There are people from an unknown part of the continent of Africa. And there's just all sorts of different kinds of people. And she takes such care with each and every character and giving them their own personality and voice. And it's just so good.
Yeah, and she's a young narrator, and she has gotten so many Audiophile Best Of. She's already won an Audio Award. She is absolutely a star.
I cannot get enough of her. I now look for her books, for audiobooks and her performances, because they're just so well done, and I know I'm going to be in good hands.
Well, why don't we hear a little bit? Do you want to set this up?
So this is the origin of Ours, and we kind of get a perspective on how Saint came to create this safe haven for all of these people.
Okay, this is Ours by Philip B. Williams, read by Janice Abbott-Pratt.
Ours was founded by a single incident. Several white families established themselves in what was then called Graysville. The entire town relied on Graysville Flint Bank, headed by a Mr. George Flint, who had already made hundreds of thousands of dollars in real estate somewhere in Maine, as rumors had it. He founded Graysville on a whim. With a sudden need for adventure, he packed up all he owned and sent for the rest once he made it across the Mississippi River and found himself in St. Louis, Missouri. Banking there became a hassle. Already established branches offered little to no room for a new executive and showed no interest in his cutthroat procedure of lending to those most in need, who also carried the smallest possibility of paying anything back, taking from them their very bed if debts weren't paid on time.
I don't know what to say, except she's so good.
So good. And, when I finish, I was in the middle of this audiobook when I ordered the print copy, because I was like, I need it, like, obviously. And so I ordered it. And by the end, I was just holding it to my chest, and the complete audiobook hangover is just so well done. And I'm just amazed and I'm so excited. I hope it wins all the things. It is just a stellar performance. And like we've talked about a lot, like this is the perfect pairing between text and audiobook narrator.
I'm there with you. That is Ours by Philip B. Williams, read by Junice Abbott Pratt. Thank you. What a week you had. My God.
It was very overwhelming, but I had a good time. So here for it.
This was great. Thank you so much. And I will talk to you next month.
All right. Look forward to it.
Me too. Today's episode of Behind the Mic is supported by the new audiobook, The Hidden Peace, Finding True Security, Strength, and Confidence Through Humility, available everywhere you get your audiobooks. Behind the Mic is produced by Jessica Lockhart. Robin Witten, Michelle Cobb, Emily Connolly, Alan Minskoff, and Kendra Winchester are our contributors. Jennifer Dowell is our editor, and the music is William Ross Chernoff's Nomads, Four Way. And I'm your host, Joe Reed. Good listening.